he's the man who has a good orchard. Is that what you're getting at?
Okay, all right. And there's two boys. This boy we don't know anything about. This boy, his father is very wealthy. We say he's the boy
we want.
All right. The only thing we know of the difference between them is that his father's wealthy. So
he's the boy we know?
Or he's the boy who, would you say, that has a, or who's using his father in here.
Oh.
He's the boy.
He's the boy whose father is wealthy?
Okay. Inside a cherry, there's a, what?
Yeah. Oh, inside of a cherry,
there's a
pit.
And inside a peach, there's a
stone, they call it.
Mm-hmm. And two kinds of peaches. By the stone, there are two different kinds of peaches.
Well, there's a free stone mm-hmm. peach and a clean mm-hmm. stone peach.
And inside, when you eat an apple, you throw away the
core.
And pieces of dried apple, do you have a word for pieces of dried apple?
English. Well,
good old German word. Schnitz, Schnitz, do you ever use that? Hear that one? Or use it yourself? Apparently not.
Well, I just don't know what you're coming at there.
Pieces of dried apple. Some people call dried apple pieces schnitz.
Oh, well, I never heard them called that in my lifetime.
Think the German people did that, I think. walnut has two covers, the outer cover and an inner cover. What do you call it?
The hull and the shell.
Of the, what's the nut? What kind?
Well, of the nut, the walnut. And the shell of the walnut.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of nuts that you'd buy at a baseball game, buy a box or a bag of to eat for football.
Oh, cashews, I expect.
I thought you would, but there's peanuts, you mean.
Oh, peanuts. Well, I suppose they would be the more popular one there.
We had a dozen oranges yesterday, and today we don't have any left. You might say the oranges are all... The oranges are...
Oranges are all eaten.
They're all...
Have been eaten or something of that sort.
They're not
they're
here.
All gone. They're all gone.
What's all gone?
The oranges.
Now, some vegetables you might grow in the garden would be...
Well, let's say... carrots, peas, beans, two kinds of beans, green beans, or wax beans, golden wax beans, or navy beans.
Tomatoes.
Hmm?
Tomatoes.
Well.
Yeah, how would you say that? What she said?
Tomatoes.
Navy, they call them.
Tomatoes.
I'm talking about the beans, what he's asking. It's, well, they call them navy beans. I suppose maybe... because in early days, and even yet today, the Army and the Navy make them quite a bit of their diet.
They eat them quite a bit. Huh?
Yes, the Army especially.
Uh-huh.
But that's the name they give them, Navy beans. We get them now under the name of Northern beans that are growing up in Minnesota and those countries.
You say the word tomato first.
Yeah, I like hear you say the red thing that you slice and put on a sandwich.
Tomato. Tomato is what you want, uh-huh. I guess.
And another little red vegetable that has a red outside and white inside. There are white ones and red ones, actually, two different kinds of tendon dishes. there are red ones and white ones. The red ones are round, the white ones are kind of long.
Radishes.
Yeah. You get the pronunciation of the vowel in there. And another kind of hot thing that you eat, you slice and put on a hamburger.
Onions.
You ever call them ingers, onions, or shallots, or scallions? Or
I never have, no. I just green play onions.
Green onions?
Well, there's green onions, of course, and mature onions.
Well, scallions are the ones that grow in winter, aren't they? The ones that